Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Glenda Parton, at age 80, was still a very active and healthy woman. She was living with her daughter and son-in-law in Oklahoma in 2021. Glenda's son, Dwayne, was living in Turley, Oklahoma with his business partner, Jack, and together they worked in the horse breeding business. Glenda, although not living there with them, was also a third partner in that business. In October of 2021, Dwayne and Jack were going to head down to Fort Worth, Texas for a horse show, but they would never make it there. A quick search turned up their car, still back near Turley, Oklahoma. A couple of days later, Glenda decided to drive to Turley and look for her son and for Jack. When Glenda didn't come back home the next day and her daughter couldn't reach her, Glenda was also reported missing. 76-year-old Jack was found deceased in the coming days, but Glenda and Dwayne are still nowhere to be found, and not many clues pointing to their whereabouts or what may have happened to them. Where are Dwayne Selby and Glenda Parton? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast in another unsolved missing person case. Actually, missing person cases. This story leaves us without the whereabouts of two people, a mother and a son, out of the state of Oklahoma. Before we jump in, a couple quick announcements. A big welcome to Jennifer, our newest Patreon member this week. Thank you so much for your support. As always, give us a follow on the socials. Just search for the Where Are They podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Any feedback or case suggestions are always welcome via email as well. You can reach me at canwefindthem@gmail.com or message me anytime over on social media. This episode is partnered with the Fetch app. More on them in a bit. So let's jump into the case of Glenda Parton and Dwayne Selby. I started looking into their story a little while ago, and I was so baffled by how mysterious it was and how many bizarre things were happening within this story, yet I had never heard of it before. So at first, I thought this must be an older case. But in reality, this just happened in October of last year. Also, this story can be confusing. There's a lot of details and dates and twists and turns. So after we go through the story, I will recap the timeline of events for you. In 2021, Glenda, who everyone knew as Cookie, was 80 years old and living about an hour from Tulsa. She was currently living with her daughter and son-in-law. She was also very involved in her son's horse business in Turley, Oklahoma. In fact, it is said that the three of them, Glenda, her son Dwayne, and Dwayne's friend Jack, were business partners for upwards of 20 years. There isn't a whole lot of background known on this family, but there is a lot to talk about with regards to their disappearance. On October 22, 2021, Dwayne and his business partner, who was also his best friend, Jack Grimes, were getting ready to head down to Fort Worth, Texas for a horse show. They would hop in Jack's 2001 Ford Taurus and told friends and family that they were headed off on a 4.5-hour drive to Fort Worth. We actually don't know if they ever began their drive or not. In the next couple of days, Cookie tried to reach her son and Jack, but wasn't able to. In fact, Jack's family came forward and said they spoke to him every day. It didn't make any sense. They couldn't reach him. Cookie started checking in with neighbors and other family members, but no one had heard from them. She would also learn that they never showed up to that horse show down in Fort Worth. On October 25th, 2021, 3 days after Jack and Dwayne were set to leave for the show, Cookie called the police department to report them missing. An officer taking the report told Cookie that they needed Dwayne and Jack's social security numbers, but Cookie didn't have that information, and she wanted to head down to Turley anyways to help look for her son and for Jack, so she decided to make the hour drive to their ranch where she could hopefully get their social security numbers from somewhere in the house, get that info to law enforcement, and maybe find some clues herself as to where her son and Jack might be. Later that day, a neighbor saw Cookie pulling into the driveway of the ranch. Cookie would also be seen at 8 o'clock p.m. on surveillance at a local grocery store with one of the ranch hands from the property. They had purchased a few bags of groceries. They made it back home to Turley at the ranch, and the groceries were put away. Cookie's daughter originally expected her mom home that night, but when Cookie still hadn't made it back the next day, her daughter and son-in-law drove to Turley to look for her. A quick welfare check at the ranch for, now Cookie, turned up no sign of the 80-year-old woman or her car. But what her daughter did find was enough to sound many alarm bells. Less than a mile from Dwayne and Jack's home, on the side of Highway 75 near 56th Street North, they found Cookie's red Kia Rio car. The car had been abandoned or parked off the side of the highway, but Cookie was nowhere to be found. Authorities were now dealing with three missing persons, and they weren't even sure where to look. They combed through the area where Cookie's car was found, but they found nothing. They found nothing back at the ranch either. Both Dwayne and Jack's family said at first they thought that was probably what happened. They had been on the way to Fort Worth and they got in a car accident or something happened. And they were somewhere in between Turley and Fort Worth. A couple of days after Cookie's car was found, however, they would unlock another clue. On October 28th, Jack's car, the Ford Taurus that was the car Jack and Dwayne were going to take to the horse show, was found abandoned in Mohawk Park, just east of Turley, and just minutes, really, from the ranch. Now they had two vehicles recovered, but no sign of Jack, Dwayne, and now Cookie. Searches began near the areas where the cars were found and the ranch property where Jack and Dwayne lived. Authorities did find that surveillance footage of Cookie in the grocery store. She didn't look distressed, and they did notice she was with a farmhand from the ranch, who they did identify and question. And he told authorities that Cookie had just given him a ride to get some groceries. They came home, and they put the groceries away, and that was the last he saw her. And those groceries were put away in the kitchen of the ranch. But what strikes me as odd is it just seems like a strange thing to do when you're in the middle of looking for your missing son and business partner to just stop and take one of the employees out grocery shopping. But Dwayne was 59 years old and Jack was 76, so perhaps she was just thinking that they were somewhere at the horse show or they took a detour, or that there was just a reasonable explanation for not being able to reach them. When they talked to Cookie's daughter, however, they learned some things about Cookie that raised some more possible red flags or clues in their investigation. First, Cookie's car was found abandoned on the side of the highway with the keys in the ignition. Her daughter said that she never, ever put the keys into the ignition. Second, the car was immaculately clean, and Cookie was notoriously messy, especially with her car. To her daughter, who lived with Cookie and likely knew her best, this didn't make any sense. When her daughter learned about the video footage of her mom at the store, she also had more questions. She said her mom never drove at night because of her eyesight. She really struggled driving at night, and therefore she just never did it. And the video was timestamped 8 p.m. Her daughter thought it was extremely odd that she would have ever driven the ranch hand to the store at that hour. Local news did pick up the story. Three people missing, after all, is going to draw attention. And search efforts were intensified. Search dogs were brought in and drones went over every area that law enforcement could think of. This would be the ranch and the property around the ranch, which was quite substantial, as well as the two areas where the cars were found. A plea was put out to the public asking for tips and for people to keep their eyes open for Cookie, Jack, and Dwayne. On October 31st, 2021, 9 days after Jack and Dwayne were last seen, some deer hunters found some human remains near the 2000 block of East 59th Place North in Turley, Oklahoma. Actually, not far at all from the ranch. The remains would later be identified as Jack's, and his death was ruled a homicide. But Dwayne is still missing, and his mother, Cookie, is missing also. What in the world is going on here? This can be a confusing story. As I said, it's bizarre. There's lots of twists and turns, and there's different people involved. And I want to break down the timeline for you day by day to look at how it all unfolded. Before we do, let's have a quick word about today's partner, the Fetch app. Side note, if you're listening to this during the holiday time, this is the perfect time to get free gift cards by scanning all those extra receipts using Fetch. I use it every day. The Fetch Rewards app is a no-brainer, an app that rewards you for doing the shopping you already do. Simply download the free app, scan your everyday receipts, and earn points that you can redeem for gift cards. You can scan grocery store, restaurant, even hardware store receipts. And the best part, you can also set up to automatically scan e-receipts that come into your email. What kind of gift cards can you earn? Airline gift cards, Starbucks cards, Airbnb, Amazon, retail stores like Nike, Adidas, and Cabela's, and even restaurants like Dave & Buster's, Chili's, and IHOP, just to name a few. Or use your points for a gift card for services like Hulu Plus or Instacart. It's super easy, folks, and if you use our link in the notes, you will receive up to 4,000 bonus points just for downloading the app today and scanning your first receipt. Remember, supporting our partners helps support the show. And really, who doesn't love free money? Again, you'll find the link in our show notes. Okay, let's break down the timeline. October 22nd, 2021. 76-year-old Jack Grimes and 59-year-old Dwayne Selby tell friends and family that they are headed to Fort Worth, Texas for a horse show in Jack's car, a Ford Taurus. They are seen by neighbors that day. October 25th, 2021. Cookie Parton is worried because she hasn't been able to reach her son Dwayne or Jack. She confirms with others that they never made it to the horse show in Fort Worth, either. Cookie gets in her Kia Rio and makes the one-hour drive to Turley, Oklahoma to check on them and to get some information to police to file an official missing persons report if needed. October 26, 2021. Cookie's car, a red Kia Rio, is found abandoned on the side of Highway 75 North. Cookie is nowhere to be found. October 28th, 2021. Authorities learned that Jack's car, the Ford Taurus, was found abandoned in Mohawk Park, just a few miles from the ranch. October 31st, 2021. Hunters find remains in a rural wooded area, also just a couple miles from the ranch. Those remains would later be identified as belonging to Jack Grimes, and his death was ruled a homicide. The search for Cookie and Dwayne is ongoing. The local sheriff had this to say about the case. Quote, "The horse business is very significant here in Oklahoma. If there are any individuals out there that can provide information that might be helpful in the case, we encourage them to contact us. I think this entire case is a challenge. We lack motive. We have a crime scene from 59th all the way to Mohawk Park, which is a lot of rural areas. We have two missing persons here, and we have no idea whether they are alive or not." End quote. I want to take a look at this area of Oklahoma. It's important to note that all of these areas that we've talked about are in close proximity to each other, and this is a very rural area. This is horse country. But with those areas being concentrated in one area, law enforcement was really able to focus their searches pretty well where they needed to. Their home, their ranch, where the cars were found, and where Jack Grimes would be found. All of these locations have been searched tirelessly. First, we have the ranch home. There were at least two search warrants served here and two extensive searches conducted of the home itself and many property searches. Cadaver dogs were brought in and nothing was ever noted of any significance. Second, we have Cookie's car found on Highway 75 near 56th Street North. Highway 75 looks to be a main highway that cuts through North Tulsa. Turley, which is considered part of the North Tulsa area, is to the west of the highway. If you were in fact coming from or going to Turley, this particular exit, 56th Street North, seems to be one of the main spots you would get on or off the highway at. A Google image of that area near the highway shows open fields and woods. There's a nearby skate park, and there's a pretty big lake right there also, Lake Yahola, a popular fishing lake. The area surrounding that lake is also very wooded and very remote. Next, Jack Grimes' car would be found at Mohawk Park. Mohawk Park sits just adjacent to Lake Yahola and about 5 miles from where Cookie's car was found.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, Mohawk Park itself is huge and also has a lot of remote areas to it. The park itself consists of over 3,300 acres. It's the largest park in Tulsa, and it's actually one of the largest city parks in the country. North Xanthus and 59th Place North, where Jack Grimes' remains were found about that general area, is a couple miles south of Turley, Mohawk Park, and the lake. So all of this, again, seems to be happening in a pretty concentrated area of North Tulsa. Yet, over a year later, and Cookie and Dwayne are still nowhere to be found. Jack's murder remains unsolved as well. Many wonder if Jack Grimes' murder and possibly Cookie and Dwayne's disappearance is connected to their horse business. The sheriff said himself that they are in horse country there, and a lot happens in and around Tulsa involving the horse community. Jack, Cookie, and Dwayne were also pretty well known in the horse world. In fact, Jack was described as the most involved of the three, and he was very well liked. When some fellow ranchers and horse breeders were asked about the business being a possible motive for something, they thought, there's absolutely no way. These three had been in business for over 20 years, and everyone really loved Jack. He was a mentor to so many people. So many people had come forward to talk about what an inspiration he was to them. In fact, Jack was known to take in people that were down on their luck as employees and to help them get back on their feet. This would include anyone having a hard time financially. Maybe they were homeless. Maybe they had drug addiction problems. He was known to help these people out. Did Jack unknowingly open the door to a criminal? He always wanted to give people the benefit of the doubt, and he was loved for that. In November of 2022, police have said that they do have a person of interest, but with no evidence, they aren't naming who that is. They also haven't said anything about the whereabouts of Dwayne or Cookie. It looks like maybe there will be some movement in this case very soon, hopefully. The family of Jack Grimes has been waiting a year for answers, and Cookie and Dwayne's family has been searching for their loved ones for well over a year. Dwayne Selby is described as a Caucasian male standing 5'10" tall and weighing around 150 pounds when he was last seen in October of 2021. Dwayne was 59 years old then and would today be 60. He has brown hair and blue eyes. He often wore a cowboy hat or a baseball hat. Cookie Parton is described as a Caucasian woman, standing 5'3" tall and weighing around 135 pounds when she was last seen, also in October of 2021. She was 80 years old and would today be 81. Cookie wears her brown hair short, she has brown eyes, and she usually wears glasses. Cookie is also described as being in great physical shape and health for her age. Anyone with any information on the whereabouts of Cookie Parton, Dwayne Selby, or the murder of Jack Grimes is asked to contact the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office at 918-596-5601. Thank you all so much for listening to this bizarre missing person mystery. So sad that these families have no answers over a year later. And with no obvious motives or reason for why any of this would have happened in the first place, it seems so random. And those crimes are usually the scariest. If you made it to the end of this episode and appreciate the coverage of these cases, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on your podcast app of choice. There are many cases I'm looking to recap for the end of the year as well. Make sure you're following us over on social media, as I will be posting updates over there for you. You can find us on Instagram at the Where Are They Podcast, on Facebook, just search for the Where Are They Podcast page, and on Twitter at Can We Find Them. I welcome all emails anytime at canwefindthem@gmail.com. If you're interested in joining us on Patreon, the link will always be in our show notes. We appreciate the support. We are also looking into some charity partners to connect with for 2023. If you work with one, volunteer with one, or have one that you would just like to recommend, please reach out and send us the info. Thank you all so, so much for listening to Cookie, Dwayne, and Jack's stories today. Such a sad series of events that took place out there in Tulsa, and we don't have near all the answers yet. In fact, we don't have any answers. Please share this case with anyone you can or any way that you can. It seems answers might be close. Let's hope these families can get the answers they need, the answers they deserve. We will be back again very soon with another Unsolved Missing Person episode. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.